Joshua chapter 24. Again, we're coming to the conclusion. Maybe have one or two more messages on this passage, on this verse. We've certainly tried to get as much as we could from it. Joshua chapter 24. And we're going to look at that in just a second. But before we do that, we're going to pray. And then we'll have a special. Then we'll have the message. Father, we love you. And Lord, it's Valentine's Day coming up tomorrow. And all the many themes and the many love is in the air atmosphere. And Lord, but may we not, without that, I don't know where we'd be. For God so loved the world and you so loved us that you gave your only begotten Son. A love so great that we cannot comprehend completely. A love so great that we cannot put a number on it. We can't quantify it. We can't qualify it. But you gave your only begotten Son for us. And Lord, help us to understand and to grasp that love. And help us, Lord, to love you back. Bottom line. Bless now this morning. Bless the special. And then, Lord, the message this morning. And we'll thank you. We'll give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Joshua 24, look at verse number 15. And let's read it. Notice it says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Father, bless this morning. And Lord, certainly help us to see the reason and the choice that Joshua made and the reason for it, how important this is. And so Lord, bless this morning and bless the message and bless the truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Joshua said here, "We will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Last week we looked at choosing whom you will serve and whom you will enslave yourself to and whom you will be in bondage to and who you will labor for. Because when you decide to serve the Lord, you're going to serve someone, and that was the bottom line. You're going to serve either God or you're going to serve mammon. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve other gods. But you're going to serve someone. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve yourself. And the question was, who are you going to serve? You're going to serve someone, and you're going to be enslaved to someone, and you're going to be in bondage to someone. And who is it going to be? Joshua came to the conclusion. He said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." We will be in bondage to the Lord, and we will labor for the Lord, and we will enslave ourselves to the Lord. Now, I struggled with this, and I've got six points. And all saying basically the same thing and basically a little bit of a play on words. But realize that we're using servitude and we're using slavitude almost synonymous, almost with the same meaning. We're just interchangeably. Because again, when you decide to serve someone, you're going to be a slave to that someone that you serve. And that is so important. And you're going to be in bondage to someone. And Joshua said, "As for me in my house, we will serve the Lord. We'll be in bondage to the Lord. We will labor for the Lord, and we will enslave ourselves to the Lord." Now, here's the whole message. You need to understand it, because in choosing to serve the Lord, you're choosing serving the Lord rather than the slavitude or the slavery of serving other gods. Today, I'm going to show you what he meant by that. We will serve the Lord. He was saying several different things. When he said, "We will serve the Lord," he was saying, I'm going to give you six things and we're going to go. Number one, he said, "I will be servant of the Lord," or to the Lord. Joshua was saying here, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." What he was saying, you know, he said, "I'm going to be a servant of the Lord," or "I'm going to be a slave of the Lord. I'm going to be his slave. I'm going to be God's slave and God's only. I'm going to be belonging to God. I'm to go with him. I'm to be with him. I'm to be attached to him. No getting away from the Lord. No separating from the Lord. No distance between us. No need to run. No need to get away. We're tied together. I belong to him, and I will be a servant of the Lord. I will be a servant of the Lord. I belong to him. He's my master. He's my savior. He's my Lord, and I'm his servant." Secondly, he was saying this. Joshua was saying, you know what? I'm a servant by the Lord. I'm a servant by the Lord. And what he was saying is this, what he was saying is that it is because of the Lord that he is a slave. It is because of the Lord that he is a servant. And I hope you get that. Not only was he saying, I'm a servant of the Lord and I belong to him, and I'm his servant. He's my master. He's my savior. He's my Lord. But I'm a servant by the Lord, because of the Lord. Here's what he was saying. The agent that has brought me to this position of a slave. You with me? The reason that I have been brought to this position where I am a slave of the Lord is the Lord. You get that. Don't miss it. It isn't God didn't capture me and put chains on me and handcuffed me and made me his slave and maybe his servant, and he didn't force me to do this. No, on the contrary. God set me free, and because he set me free from sin, and he set me free from hell, and he set me free from the devil, and he set me free from all the other gods, and all, he set me free from self, and it is because of the Lord that I'm a slave to him, or that I'm going to serve him. So he was saying, you know what, not only am I will I be the servant of the Lord, but I will be a servant by the Lord. It's because of him that I'm a servant, or I'm a slave to him. You see, he did capture my heart. He did capture my love. He did capture my desires, because he loved me so much, and he's provided for me and cared for me and given me everything that I need, that I can't help but just go turn back to him, and I can't help but serve him. I can't help but be his slave. You see, I love him and he loves me, and I'm a prisoner of his love, and I can't help but want to serve him. Why? Because of what he has done for us, for me. I'm a prisoner of his love. I can't help but want to be with him, and I can't help but want to talk to him and talk about him. I can't help but need him. I can't help but love him. I can't but serve him. I can't but be in slavery to him. You see, God is so good to me that I couldn't help but become his slave. He blesses me so much. He cares for me. He loves me. He wants me to succeed, and he wants the best for me and the best for my family. And he's got my life plan, and he's omnipotent, omnipresent, he's omniscient. He saved me, and he forgave my sins. And it's because of him that I have made myself a servant to the Lord. He's my Lord, and I'm his servant. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I will be a servant of the Lord, because I belong to him, and I will be a servant by the Lord, because it is because of him that I have chosen to serve the Lord. Thirdly, Joshua was saying, not only am I a servant of the Lord, and not only am I a servant by the Lord, he said, thirdly, he said, I'm a servant for the Lord. For the Lord. Lord, anything that you want me to do, I'll do. Anything you want, Lord, I'll do. What do you want me to do, Lord? Where do you want me to go, Lord? And when do you want me to do it? How do you want me to do it? You know, we sing the song, where he leads, I'll follow. And where he leads, I'll follow. Follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow. Follow Jesus every day. And you know what? That's what Joshua was saying. Lord, I'm your servant. I'm a servant for the Lord, and I'll go with him wherever he leads me. You tell me what you want me to do, Lord, and I'll do it. You tell me where you want me to go, Lord, and that's where I'll go. You speak, Lord, and thy servant heareth. For I am here for you, Lord. I am a servant for the Lord. And your wish is my command. Anything you want me to do. Anywhere you want me to go. Anytime you want me to do it. Any way that you want me to do it. I'm a servant, or I'm a slave for the Lord. For you, Lord, whatever you want me to do. So Joshua here, when he said, I will serve the Lord, he said many different, what he was saying was many different things. I will be a servant of the Lord because I belong to him. I will be a servant by the Lord because it's because of him that I'm in service, or I'm in slavery right now to him, because I want, that's my choice, I want to. Thirdly, he said, I'm a servant for the Lord because it is he whom I serve. Number four, he said, I'm a servant with the Lord. See, here's the thing. He said that he's not going to let me do it alone. He's not going to be with me, right beside me. He's not gonna, he's going to be with me, right beside me, I should say. He's going to help me, and he's going to guide me, and he's going to work with me, and he's going to strengthen me, and he's going to encourage me. And you guys here in the front need to, Selvin, sit up. Yes, you. He says, you know what? He's going to be with me right here beside me. He's going to help me. He's going to guide me. He's going to work with me. He's going to strengthen me. He's going to encourage me. He's going to push me. He's going to meet my needs. He's going to feed me. He's going to be with me all the way. So guess what? I'm a servant with the Lord. He's going to be right beside me. You know, why are we co-laborers together? And I mean, we work together and we serve together and we're always together. Joshua's saying, you know, I have taken his yoke upon me. Matthew 11:28, Jesus told his disciples, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. Joshua said, you know what? I've taken the yoke of God together, and we're together in this, and I'm a servant not only of the Lord, and I'm not only a servant by the Lord, and not only am I a servant for the Lord, but I'm a servant with the Lord. He is there with me. He's right there beside me, and I'll try to be there for him. He's there for me, and we're joint heirs, we're a family, and we're serving together. Not only that, number five, he said, I'm a servant in the Lord. So Joshua here, he's saying, I'm a servant of the Lord because I belong to him. I'm a servant by the Lord because it's because of him that I have chosen to be a slave to him or to serve him. Thirdly, he said, I'm a servant for the Lord because it is he whom I serve. Fourthly, he said, I'm a servant with the Lord because he serves with me. And number five, he says, I'm a servant in the Lord. Not only with me, but in me. Not only with him, but in him. Ephesians 2:10, let me just read it to you. The Bible says this, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. Notice, we are created in Christ Jesus, under good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. 1 Corinthians 5:17, the Bible says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So let me explain that when you're in something, I mean, you're in it. When you're in, you know, if you're in the house of God, I mean, you're in it. If you're in your house, you're in your house. If you're in the barn, you're in the barn. I'm inside this suit. You with me? And so when we're in the Lord, we're inside of him. The two of us are one. Do you get that? And that's important because when we're a servant, not only of the Lord and not only by the Lord and not only for the Lord and not only with the Lord, but we're a servant in the Lord. I'm in him and him in me. John 15:7, he says this, if ye abide in me, Jesus said this, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you. Ye abide in me and I abide, the two together inside themselves. You know, we have the Holy Spirit in us. We have Jesus in our heart you know, you wouldn't be able to see the other because of the other. We'll never, if you're saved this morning and you trusted Christ this morning, you'll never have to stand before the great white throne of judgment. Why? Because when God looks down, does he see your sin? No, he sees the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he's in you and you're in him. So he sees the righteousness of Christ. Why? Because you're in him. Man, so as a servant, guess what? We're not only a servant of the Lord. Not only do we belong to God and we're one of his servants, but we're a servant by the Lord. It's because of him that we're in serving and that we want to serve. And not only that, we're a servant for the Lord. Why? Because it's him that we serve. Number four, we're a servant with the Lord because we serve together and we're co-laborers and I've taken his yoke upon me and we serve. He's right there beside me, but not only is he beside me, I'm a servant in the Lord. I'm in Christ, and he's in me, and we're one together. We're together in that. But last but not least, he said, I'm a servant from the Lord. I'm a servant from the Lord. Not only am I a servant of the Lord, not only am I a servant by the Lord or because of the Lord, not only am I a servant for the Lord, not only am I a servant with the Lord, and not only am I a servant in the Lord, but he says, I'm a servant from the Lord. He says this, he says, I am sent out to serve others, and I'm sent out to serve you, just like Christ would, just like God would. I'm a slave coming from the Lord. I'm coming from God, and God sent me, and I'm here on his behalf. He could not make it. He couldn't be here, so he sent me to serve you. He sent me to represent him in serving you. You get that? So Joshua is saying, you know, I'm a servant, not only of the Lord, not only by the Lord, and not only for the Lord, and not only with the Lord, and not only in the Lord, but coming from the Lord. You know, the Bible says that we're ambassadors to Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5:20, Paul says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We're ambassadors to represent him, but not only to represent him, but to serve you on his behalf. He could not be here this morning, and I'm here in his stead. But don't worry. I'm here to do his work. I'm here to serve you. Why? Because I'm a servant from the Lord. I'm a servant of the Lord. I belong to him. I'm a servant by the Lord. It is because of him that I serve. I'm a servant for the Lord. It is him that I serve. I'm a servant with the Lord because he serves with me. I'm a servant in the Lord because we serve together, I and him and he and me. And last but not least, I'm a servant from the Lord because it is he that hath sent me, and I represent him in serving you. You with me? That's the message. That's the message. That's it. That's it. Deep little play on words, but that's what we are when we choose to be a servant. Joshua said, because I am what I am, I have led my family to decide likewise. And as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. When we say we will serve the Lord, what we're saying is this, that we'll be a servant or we'll be the slaves of the Lord because we belong to him. You know, when we serve others, you know, you won't get mad at serving others when you realize you belong to God. And you're serving others because you belong to God. Secondly, he said, we will be servants by the Lord because of all that he's done for us. He is the agent that has caused us or that has moved us to serve him and to serve others. We'll be servants for the Lord because we're going to serve God and we're going to serve him. And as we serve him, we're going to serve others. We will be servants with the Lord because he's going to serve with us as we labor and as we serve. We're going to be servants in the Lord because he's in me and I'm in him. We're in Christ. We're created in Christ. And if any new creature be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. And last but not least, we'll be servants from the Lord. Why? Because it is he that has sent us to serve others. Now you say this, preacher, I didn't know that serving the Lord entailed all that. I know, that's why I'm telling you this morning. To many, the word serve is a dirty four-letter word. Next is five-letter, but you know what I'm saying. Just like the word work is. Work is a dirty four-letter word. And here's the thing. Work and serve are very similar in definition. When you look at work and you look at serve and you're saying, wow, they both involve effort, they both involve time, they both involve sacrifice. You know, preacher, they're so alike. What's the difference? Let me share this with you. When you work for someone, it's because you have to. When you serve someone, it's because you want to. That makes all the difference in the world. You know what? I go to work because I have to. I worked last night. Last night was 4 to 12. The boss came by. You know, preacher, how's it going? How do you like it? I said, I hate it. my boss man, the guy that hired me, I hate it. I said, do you want me to say that I like it? I don't. I hate it. I hate being out here. And but that's not the point. The point is that you got to do what you got to do. That you know and I said, Lord, you know, sometimes he takes you through these situations and that situation. It's, you know, and he humbles you here, and for me, it's pretty humbling. But that's fine, and I'm fine with it because that's the Lord's will, and I'm his servant. I'll do whatever he wants me to do. But that's work. That makes a difference. I go to work because I have to. I serve God because I want to. Listen, there's no gun to my head. There's no, I'm not forced to serve God. I'm not forced to work for, I'm not forced to work for God. I go to work because I have to. I serve God because I want to. I serve God because of the love that he has shown me. I told him, I said his name, and I said, listen, God has been so good to me, so good to me. No matter what happens, no matter that is very hard for me to turn my back on God. Why? Because he has cared for me. He has taken care of me. You know what? And no matter what people will do, no matter what people will say, no matter what will happen, I cannot turn my back on God. I can't. I can't. That's what's the difference? That I have chosen to serve God. That the difference between a servant and a slave is, listen, you get to choose to be a servant or you're forced to be a slave. Don't miss that. You get to choose to be a servant for God, or you get to be or you're forced to be a slave for someone else. Because in choosing, you're serving the Lord. You're choosing to serve the Lord rather than slavery to other gods, including yourself. I said that from the beginning. So Joshua here was saying, you know what? I choose to be a servant rather than choosing to be a slave. What Joshua was saying is, I'm choosing to be a servant for God than to be a slave for these other gods. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you a servant of the Lord? Or are you just a hireling? Or do you just work for the Lord and you work because you have to? Or do you serve him because you want to? You know, will you choose to serve the Lord, or do you choose to be a slave to something else or to someone else? You see, you know, we look at Valentine's and I'm done. And we look at Valentine's, there's all the love that all, you know, the cards and all the commercialism of Valentine's and so forth. And you know what about God? Do you love God? You know, are you a servant to God, or are you a slave to God? Are you a servant to God, or do you just want to work for him? I go to work because I have to. I serve God because I want to. And you know what? You get to the point that you realize that God has been so good to you and has loved you and cared for you and cared for your family and cared for your children and cared for you know, you can't help but serve him. Joshua, when he came to, and he's coming to the end of his life, and I'm done, he said, you know what? He says, I am choosing to be the servant of the Lord for many reasons. For many reasons. Because of all that he's done for me, because of how he's cared for me, because of how he's led me all these many years. But certainly I choose to be a servant of the Lord because I don't want to be a slave to the devil. And I don't want to be a slave to other gods. And I don't want to be a slave to myself. So he said, you know what? I don't know what you guys are going to do, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And I will be the servant of the Lord because I belong to him. He's my master. He's my savior. He's my Lord. And I'm his servant. I am the servant. I will be a servant of the Lord. And I will be a servant by the Lord. Nobody forced me into this slavery. Nobody forced me into this servitude. No. I am a servant by the Lord. It is because of the Lord that I have chosen to be his servant. And so I'm a servant by the Lord. And not only that, I'm a servant for the Lord. I'm going to be his servant. I'm going to do whatever he wants me to do. If he wants me to work, I'll work. If he wants me to do this, I'll do this. If he wants me to serve, I'll serve. But I will be a servant for the Lord. But not only that, I'll be a servant with the Lord because I know that he'll be right beside me. I know that he'll be serving with me, and I've taken his yoke upon me, and we'll both serve together. But not only that, I'll be a servant in the Lord. Because we're created in Christ Jesus, and if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, and I'm in Christ, and so we serve together at the same time, and we're together. And last but not least, I'll be a servant from the Lord. That means that I'll come from the Lord, and God will send me and to serve you and to serve others. And why? Because we're ambassadors of Christ. So we too have made that decision to serve the Lord. I go to work because I have to, but I serve God because I want to. And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Why? Because in choosing to serve the Lord, in choosing serving the Lord, You're choosing serving the Lord rather than being a slave or choosing slavery to other gods. And that's a great, great thing. Father, bless this morning. Lord, many times we need to realize and we need to understand and we need to make the decision whether we're going to serve you or not. Lord, some people work for you and they think that they're serving you. Lord, some people choose not to serve you and they don't realize that when they choose not to serve you, they're serving other gods or they're serving self or they're serving many times even the devil. Lord, help us to make a conscious decision that we're going to serve you and that we're going to be servants of the Lord and that we're going to be servants by the Lord because of you and not because we have to, not because it's a cool thing to do, or not because everybody else is doing it. No, no, we're going to serve you because of you're going to be the agent that's going to move us to serve you. Lord, we need to realize that we need to choose to be servants for the Lord and to serve you and to serve your needs and to do what you want us to do. And Lord, help us to realize that we need to be servants with you and in you. And Lord, help us to realize that we need to be servants from you, the fact that you'll send us out to serve. And in serving others, we'll be serving you. Lord, bless this morning. Lord, there's one here that hasn't made that decision. There's one here that's never trusted Christ as their Savior. Lord, then they're serving the devil. Jesus told him, you have your father, the devil. And Lord, we need to trust Christ. We need to put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and thus begin to serve you and accept all that you've done for us. And in so doing, we'll realize that it's a privilege to serve you. It's not work. Yes, it takes time. And yes, it takes efforts. And yes, it takes sacrifice. But it's a privilege to serve you. So help us this morning, Lord. There's one here that's not saved. Help us to help them to realize they need to get saved. And then, Lord, there's Christians here that have never made the decision to serve you. Lord, may this morning be the morning. It's a decision that they have to make. It can't be made for them. Nobody else can make them. They must make that decision. So bless this morning, Lord. Work in the invitation.